you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, dear Jesus, we thank you for what you did for each one of us. Your name is power, has the power to transform lives. And yes, we are an example of what you can do for human beings like us. Today, we ask that again, we can hear the story, the most amazing story ever told. The story of you coming to this earth, living here among us, giving your life for sinners like us, resurrecting, and promising that you will soon come again. May your Spirit speak. We pray in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. What happens at the table? It depends how you grew up. It depends a little bit on your culture, what country you come from, or what your parents taught you. But neat things happen at the table. In today's world, a lot of business deals happen at the table. Once they've had lunch or dinner, they pull out their papers and they sign a contract. I find this interesting because Jacob and Laban also made a contract at the table. They were eating and they covenanted together that they would not harm each other. God himself made a covenant with the people of Israel up on Mount Sinai. And there it says that he ate with Moses and with 70 elders. They covenanted together at the table. But contracts are not the only things that happen at the table, right? Stories are told at the table. And when I was a kid, Sabbath was the greatest day of the week, especially when we had guests over. Why? Because these guests would come and they would tell us stories we had never heard before. And I was there listening to my dad. I was there listening to the guests, and they would interchange and just share of their experience, share the stories that would just keep me very quiet and attentive. About a year ago, my wife and I, we had the opportunity to go to a home and celebrate Passover. It was a Jewish home, conservative Jews. I had met the lady at school at UCSD, and she said, "Samuel, I want to invite you to Passover." It's something they do. They invite their neighbors. They invite their friends. They invite somebody from work because it's a day of celebration. It's kind of like their 4th of July, their Independence Day, and they want people to be there at the table with them. So we got ready, and we were supposed to be there at sundown. We got there. Other guests were there. The family, the children, mom, dad were there. The table was beautifully set. So many different things were there. They even accommodated 2 vegetarians for Passover. Yes. And we were sitting there at this table. And what I learned that evening, I want to share with you today. We all sat at the table and we received a booklet with the story of the Exodus. It was in Hebrew and it was in Spanish, both languages. And we sat there, and for the next 5 hours, we retold the story. The table was set. And everything there had to do with this story. A dramatic story. A story that had some exciting parts, especially when it came to the plagues. You could tell that the table was just, wow, anticipating something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Soon we're going to be freed. We're going to be liberated from Egypt. And you could see everybody just with that joy, with that enthusiasm, telling this story. The story of the Exodus, of how God had liberated their people. There were some sad parts too. And we pondered on each one of the elements of this story. 5 hours went by fast, really quick. We were like, wow, it's midnight already. And they told me they cut it short too, for us, the guests. So we didn't do it too long. We cut it short. We could go longer in telling this story. What stories do you tell at your table when you come together as a family? What do you talk about? This morning, the table has been set. And everybody here is invited. Members and guests are all invited to sit at the table, to tell the story, the greatest story ever told. Amazing story of a God who loved this world so much that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him, trusts him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you want to tell that story? I want to tell that story. I want to retell that story. And every time you have an opportunity, tell the story. I want to use a passage found in John chapter 13 that will tell us a little bit of what we will be doing this morning. I will read. Yes, I will read. But I think it's important that we retell the story just as it is in Scripture. Amen? So if you have your Bibles, and if you don't, there's a Bible in front of your pew. Bring it out. I want you to look at the words, to listen to this story once again. An incredible story that begins a few chapters before, but I am just focusing on this section found in John chapter 13, and I will start with reading verse 1. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall not wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have not set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen, but this is to fulfill the scripture. He who shares my bread has lifted up his heel against me. I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am he. I tell you the truth. Whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. After he had said these, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me. His disciples stared at one another, at a loss to know which of them he meant. One of them, the disciples whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to his disciple and said, ask him which one he means. Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, it is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. Why? What you are about to do, do quickly, Jesus told him. But no one at the meal understood what Jesus said, why he said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the feast or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. When he was gone, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Simon Peter asked him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus replied, where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later. Peter asked, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Then Jesus answered, will you really lay down your life for me? I tell you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. I'll stop right there. It's only a section of the story, of the amazing story that we as Christians have the opportunity to tell and retell every time we sit at the table. So as we prepare ourselves to partake of the bread and wine, as we prepare ourselves by going and washing each other's feet, let's think about what it's all about. What he was willing to do for you, what he was willing to do for me. Amazing? Amazing. The story. A story you and I have the opportunity to tell again. This moment, Scott is going to share with us a musical piece. And we will then go into the fellowship hall and have our foot wash.
me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past, how for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrows he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him. Tell how he liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love paid the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell me the story of Jesus. Tell me the story of Jesus.
Go to the fellowship hall. Find somebody. If you don't have somebody, let us know. We'll find somebody for you, so that we can all participate in this special service of foot washing, and then we'll gather back here again to participate from the bread and wine.